The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. A little weak tonight, though. On this March 3rd, 2022, and tonight being the first Thursday of the month, we have none other than Dr. Peter Glidden with us. Are you there, Peter?
Si, senor.
All right. Well, hey, listen here, Jose. You're going to have to carry the program because I'm walking wounded tonight. Anyhow, yeah, you know what? I had the Fauci flu. If I ever get my hands on Fauci, I'm going to tell you this guy. I had the Fauci flu tonight, and, well, not just tonight, I've had it. Let me ask you a question, because I've been told that usually you'll have it for 2 days before you reach the very first symptoms. Is that true or no?
Oh, it's different for everybody. Nobody really knows what the incubation time is. It's different for different people, different body weights, different metabolic rates, different ages. But nonetheless, what our experience of this has been clinically, that it's about 14 to 21 days of pain and suffering. And normally, the influenza or any other type of viral illness responds really pretty quickly to naturopathic or homeopathic or holistic treatment. It's really the treatment of choice. But what myself and all of my colleagues have experienced with Fauci flu is that it takes much longer to get on the other side of it. And we are of the opinion that that is happening because it's not a naturally occurring virus. It's a man-made virus. And because it's man-made, it doesn't yield the way that other viruses do to holistic therapeutics.
You know, in the last couple of days, I've been feeling a lot better. And last night, I was able to do the entire radio program. And then, I thought this morning I got up, I wasn't bad, and all of a sudden, man, it hit me like a ton of bricks, you know, back into the lungs, and then chills like you wouldn't believe. I really got the chills. And so,
What we should do, I don't know if it would be appropriate to do it on air. It might be interesting to do it on air. But at some time, if you want to do that tonight, we can do that tonight or sometime tomorrow. We do it off air. I'll take your case and do a homeopathic workup, a naturopathic workup, and put you on a program to accelerate the healing. And I'm happy to do that.
Okay, well, we can do that. But first, let me tell you what I've been doing, okay? As I've been talking, you know, I've had our nurse, Elaine, and several doctors in that. And I've been taking ivermectin. I've been taking the vitamin C. I've been taking the vitamin D3. I've been taking the little metallic type tablets. I can't think of what I'm trying to think of it right now.
Zinc. Taking
zinc. Yeah, zinc. And black seed oil. And so I've been taking those, and like I said, I was getting better. I thought by tomorrow I'd be back up and at it, but it really come back and hit me hard. Have you been hearing that that's what it does?
Yeah, it all depends. It does kind of, it is very much like a roller coaster ride, depending on what you're doing therapeutically and, you know, other stressors in your life. So of all of the things that are, pretend we didn't know that you had the Fauci flu, of all of the things that are bothering you, what's the most bothersome? Is it a fever? Is it a chill? Is it a cough? Is it a headache? What's the biggest symptom that you're dealing with?
Earlier today, it was, extreme chills. Extreme chills, okay? And, but right now, it's like, it's labored breathing. And, again, so it doesn't stay the same.
And have you noticed that the breathing, when it becomes labored, is more difficult or easier under certain circumstances? For instance, it's much easier to breathe if you lie down, or it's much harder to breathe if you lie down, or stand up or walk around, or are there any mitigating factors to the breathing that you're aware of?
Yeah, it's easier to breathe if I'm standing up or sitting up than it is if I'm lying down.
Is that right? And when it's hard to breathe, is it hard to inhale or harder to exhale?
Inhale.
And have you noticed that there's a cough that's associated with the respiratory stuff, or not so much?
Yeah, that comes and goes, and when it comes, I have you'll go through a period of real extreme congestion. I mean, a lot of extreme congestion, and then you cough it up, and then it's gone. And you know, I don't have any more for several hours, and today it came back on me big time.
Yeah. And have you noticed the color of the stuff that you're coughing up?
Yeah, it's pretty much a grayish color.
Uh-huh. And have you taken your temperature?
You know what? I could tell when I have a bit of a fever, and I've had just a slight fever. But you know, my wife's got one of those little things you stick on your finger to check your oxygen level.
Yeah.
And it comes up at 98. So that's not bad, but... So.
Yeah, so there's a homeopathic medicine that you should send somebody out to get. Probably too late to get it tonight, although it really depends. You can get this stuff at Whole Foods. You can get it at the vitamin shop. You can get it at a health food store, but they're probably closed by now. But first I'll say it, and then I'll spell it. It's called Aconitum napellus.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's how you spell it. You can get somebody in the booth to write it down for you. All right, it's A like Apple, C like Charlie, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, I like India, T like Thomas, U like Uniform, M like Mary. Second word, N like Nancy, A like Apple, P like Peter, E like Edward, L like Larry, L like Larry, U, S like Sam. You can find that in the 30C strength. On the label, it will say Aconitum napellus. Sometimes it'll just say Aconite, A-C-O-N-I-T-E. 30C, it'll be sold in a little blue cylinder about the size of your pinky finger in the vitamin section of where you go to prick it up. And it's going to be dispensed in a shelf with about 50 different medicines all alphabetically arranged. It'll cost about $10. And inside that little blue tube is going to be about 100 little white medicated pellets. The recommendation is you take 3 pellets orally 4 times a day, 3 pellets orally 4 times a day for 2 days. Spread them out, spread the doses out, and if you're woken up in the middle of the night with a problem breathing, take 3 more pellets.
3 pellets 4 times a day.
Yeah, and I'll be in touch with you on tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, to see how you did with that medicine. And the correctly prescribed homeopathic medicine,
mm-hmm,
will turn this around on a dime and dramatically accelerate the healing from it.
All right. Well, I will get on put my word out and have one of our folks go and run out there and get me that stuff tomorrow for sure.
Excellent.
So we better get into the scripture because we're running into this. And we're going to be reading today from Luke 13. No, actually, Luke chapter 12, starting with verse 49. You know, graphene is being transmitted from vaccinated to the vaccine-free people. And because of that, there's a lot of families that that they don't want to get together anymore. I mean, they don't. And I have a lot of friends or people, relatives, that have gotten the poisonous poking. And, of course, they were told that it's us, that the unvaxxed, that spread it, when it's just the opposite. But here's what it says. It says, I have come to send a fire on the earth, and I will, and that will I, if it be already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it's accomplished? Suppose you that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son divided against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Well, we're seeing all of this division takes place. I almost fell off my chair when I heard Joe Obama. It was an amazing thing about Joe Obama. Did you know that Joe Obama, when he gave his speech, did you watch any of that speech, Peter?
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I had just eaten dinner, and I didn't want to get sick.
Here's a guy talking about, we're going to secure our borders. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Here's a guy that's talking about how we're going to become energy independent. Unbelievable. He knew everything that he was saying was an outright lie, okay? And he was there, and then I couldn't believe this. Listen, I couldn't believe it to hear Democrats saying, USA, USA. Remember when we were doing that at Trump rallies, we were called Nazis for saying USA, USA. And all it was, and they had this, you talk about a Hollywood production. I mean, I would have thought that it even would have made some of the liberals sick to do that. But everything this guy was saying, so I'm going to be preaching on Sunday, Lord's willing, what God loves and what God hates, what God loves, because the Bible doesn't stutter. It's pretty clear. And I can tell you this, America is in real trouble with God. America is in big trouble. And so here, today, I let me just ask you about this, too, since I got you. Today I got a box of that powdered clay sent to me from one of a wonderful, wonderful lady in the church. Ordered it, sent it to me, and I have the baking soda senior mom, the stuff that you take, you know, when you're in the bathtub, when you, right. So here I was told to take one cup of each, put them in a full tub and soak in there and rub that, and it will take all of these, it'll pull all of these nanoparticles and these graphene pellets and these protein things out of you. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. It's probably bentonite clay that you're talking about. Bentonite,
yeah, it is. Clay. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's long been used as a general overall detoxicant. The problem with this graphene stuff and the problem with the spike proteins and the problems with the poisonous poke is that we don't have enough. Nobody knows what the heck it is because it's so brand new. And we're all kind of, you know, flying in the fog here, trying to figure out how to fix this stuff, how to mitigate the fallout. and what to do to fix the problem. Nobody knows what to do. So I don't have a problem with doing that. That therapeutic isn't going to hurt you. I think there is some validity to it. So I would run it up the flagpole and see if it flies, and then, you know, report back to the world what your experience was. That's the way we're going to move this forward.
You're familiar with, attorney Thomas Rentz. We hear him on the radio program.
Yes,
and
sir.
He's suing, and he came out and he said today, I want to know who's going to jail for the first murderer. The data they came out with from Pfizer was forced to release. They made them release it. Remember, this is some of the stuff, those pages. We played 25 minutes of the stuff that Pfizer had done in their research, and they was trying to keep quiet. And we played that clip. It was very interesting. And they talking about how so many people expect all of the things that people are expected to die from in a percentage-wise. Well, here, he says that the Pfizer forced to release 3% mortality rate for the vaccines, which is 12 times the COVID death rate. So for everyone that have died from COVID, 12 have died from the vaccine. Go ahead.
And nobody goes to jail.
Yeah.
You're right. The country is in a bad way. And look, Pastor, from my vantage point, all of this COVID nonsense and this COVID misdirection and this COVID propaganda and this COVID lies, quite frankly, are the tip of the iceberg. Because while the medical marketplace has been monopolized by the pharmaceutical industry, which happened in 1912, by the way, it's more longer than anybody in this country has been alive, chronic disease is getting worse. We're getting sicker. We're not getting healthier. Alzheimer's is escalating. Autism is escalating. Heart disease is going up. Arthritis is going up. Obesity is going up. We're getting sicker as a nation. We're not getting healthier. And the leading cause of bankruptcy is medical bills. It's nuts. I'm telling you, the coronavirus stuff is the tip of the iceberg, and this is what you get inside of a monopoly. We desperately need a free medical market, but because the pharmaceutical industry is evil, and by evil, I mean evil. By evil, I mean evil. Because the pharmaceutical industry is evil, it's not going to change. They have their hook into every aspect of society. And even though they harm us, even though they bankrupt us, even though they kill us, everybody gives them a pass, and God only knows why.
Tomorrow night, Peter, we're going to be playing some clips on what is really taking place in the Ukraine, in history of Russia, the Ukraine. What's the real, not what you're seeing on the fake news media, on the propaganda channels. We're going to bring you the real behind the scenes, what you're not supposed to know, tomorrow night, Lord's willing.
It's all Kabuki theater, isn't it, Pastor? It's all Kabuki theater.
Yep.
And distract us away from, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that they're doing the Ukraine thing now, is to distract everybody from the abject failures of the poisonous Pope.
And so here, you know, the Pentagon ran bioweapon labs in 25 countries, including Ukraine. They had about 5 in the Ukraine. Yet no global outcry against the USA for funding COVID gain-of-function crimes against humanity. And, you know, somewhere along the line, we got to be able to, we're doing the very best we can to bring people to inform people about the realities, because, you know, when you said here, you said the pharmaceutical is evil. You know who said that before you did?
Who?
God. You see.
Well, I'm in good company then.
Well, yeah, yeah. And so, again, you know, it's called pharmakia. You know, it's called witchcraft or wizardry.
Yep.
And it was forbidden. And everything that they're doing in these companies, I have a little clip, if I could play, and it's Mr. Fauci. If I should find this clip, it's an amazing clip. And it's Mr. Fauci, and he's saying, well, you know, sometimes we've made mistakes in the past, and sometimes our vaccines did more harm than good. It's Fauci saying this. And you know
it would be one thing, Pastor, if there was nothing else to do about coronavirus. It would be one thing. Maybe we can do an experimental vaccine. Maybe we can all get together and wrap our arms around that. But that's not the case. There were lots of other things to do in order to help people recover from COVID, all of which were suppressed. And they weren't suppressed by the chiropractors. They weren't suppressed by the naturopaths. They weren't suppressed by the acupuncturists or the Ayurvedic practitioners. They weren't suppressed by the botanical medicine experts. They were suppressed by the medical doctors and the pharmaceutical industry. And I don't know how these people can sleep at night. Now you see, and all these people like Peter McCullough and that other guy who works for DARPA going all around the country saying, oh, coronavirus bad, oh, coronavirus bad. But you never hear any one of them except Christine Northrup was the only one to say, look, it's the profession that's the problem. I can't stomach this profession anymore. I can't be a member of this profession anymore. I'm turning in my license. That's what needs to happen, but you're never going to hear that because nobody is looking to the root cause of why all of this happened and the root cause of why all of this death and destruction and misdirection and propaganda has happened is because of the pharmaceutical control of the medical marketplace. And as bad as most people in the lay public think that it is, it's 1,000 times worse. I'm telling you, it's 1,000 times worse.
You know what? I've always been a guy that was skeptical about going to the doctor. You know, I was always told growing up that men are much more skeptical, less apt to go to the doctor, and than women. Women are much will go. Women have more trust in doctors than men do. But I never had much, a lot. But even, you know, but I didn't totally distrust him. When I was growing up, the doctor came to our house, and we asked him, and he did his job, you know. And a lot of times what they prescribed was get vitamin D, get vitamin C, then basically elderberry syrup, this and that. Our doctor pretty much gave us what we could get out of a naturopathic store, okay?
Well, and times have changed, right? Times have changed.
Yeah, and not for the better. And so...
almost of biblical proportions, no kidding.
Yeah. And so here, the medical profession has taken a huge hit. I mean, I got people calling me every day wanting to know... If I know any doctors that you can trust, because they're telling me my doctor told me I should take the poke, and so, boom, that's they lost all trust in them. I had a fellow call me and tell me that, and another one wrote me. One of them, he said that you saved my life. He said, my entire family took the poisonous poke, and they were all on me, all berating me for not taking it. And, Pastor, they've all died. And now these are older people. These are all older people. He said, I'm the only one that didn't. And there was another guy, pretty much the same story. And we're trying to tell people out there.
We are trying to help people, and let's put it in perspective, Pastor. Can you imagine just for a moment that it was a naturopathic doctor or a chiropractor that told a patient to do one therapeutic, take one particular medicine, and it killed them? Imagine what would happen. We'd be pilloried in the town square, and the front the headlines all around the country would be, oh, those quacks. Of alternative quote-unquote doctors, they're killing people. But when the conventional medicine does it, when the pharmaceutical industry does it, everybody turns the other cheek and gives them a pass. And I think the reason that that's happening is because of an evil influence. I think there's a dark, malevolent force that's at play here that's keeping people from seeing what really is. I can't imagine any other reason for
well, the answer to that is found very clearly written in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And they're believing, you know, and by this time they get to the point they don't understand. You can't believe the fake news media. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, all of this stuff, you know, just unbelievable. I mean, how dumb is dumb? But anyhow, hang tight, Peter. We'll be back right after this. The Holy Ghost went riding one dark and windy day. His awesome power was tested as he went along his way. When all at once a parade of sodomites he saw, so he sent a hurricane to punish them one and all. He's an all-consuming fire, and his presence I can feel. Don't want to grieve him, because this ghost is for real. He shot out bolts of lightning as he thundered through the sky. Then he saw his people praying, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh, yippee-i-ay, Holy Ghost rider in the sky. Broken faces and eyes full of tears, their clothes all soaked with sweat, he'll remove all their fears. They'll be with him forever in that city on high, white horses snorting fire. As they ride across the sky, as he rode on by them, he heard them call his name, Holy, Holy. He knew they must be born again. Salvation's not a game. So sinner, change your ways today, or hellfire you'll abide. The power of the Holy Ghost can never be denied. Yippee-i-yo. Holy Ghost rider in the sky. Holy Ghost rider in the sky. Holy Ghost rider in the sky. We're back. I'm not going to give any commercial spots, not commercial even, because I don't feel like it tonight. But you know, Peter, those were some ghostly voices in that song, and do you know why? I scared them. That's what I did when we recorded it.
Well, you know, the truth has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I still would like to beat up Fauci. I can tell you, I don't. Oh, man. These guys, Fauci, Gates, Soros, and all of these, you know, and here, I got to say, Robert Malone's going all around trying to undo what he's doing, going all around all over the place saying this stuff is not, everything that Pfizer's doing is filled with scientific fraud. And so,
well, I think it's a money grab. I think he's a puppet of DARPA, and I think DARPA is trying to get the FDA's money. I think that's what's the real play here behind the scenes, because he has ties to DARPA. At least that's the word on the street. And the money is huge. The Food and Drug Administration money is gigantic, and I think he's trying to get that money for the DARPA by saying, look, the FDA screwed this up super bad, and they need to go bye-bye, which I'd all be all in favor of, quite frankly. The Food and Drug Administration regulates the nutritional supplement industry, and there's nobody on the Food and Drug Administration who has any training, any experience, really any appreciation for nutritional supplements, and they passed a law that says the only thing that can treat a disease is a drug. So I'd be happy to see the Food and Drug Administration go the way of the dodo, but I think that's what's going on here with Malone, if I had to put money.
Well, you know, Malone and Ryan Cole are saying, look, you know, the CDC is purposely, they held back all of this information, and, you know, they're responsible. And those that held back, you know, and I'm talking about going to Joe Obama, holding back, you know, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and all of the stuff, and didn't like what they're doing, making it, you know, some of these doctors telling them, if you use actual medicine from God, you know, the natural herbs, stuff that can actually cure you, we'll fine you or you'll lose your license.
It's bad. That's what's happening in the United States of America in the 21st century. I mean, right here in broad daylight. And inquiring minds would like to know who's going to go to jail, when's it going to end, and what are the consequences going to be? Well, I mean, I don't know, because Bextra killed how many thousands of people? Vioxx killed how many thousands of people? Nobody went to jail. The company that made the stuff was fine. Big deal. And, you know, life goes on. Too big to fail, too big to jail. That's been our gestalt concerning the pharmaceutical industry since World War II. And it's a crock of living crap, for goodness sakes. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, because I am. There is a cure for all of this. There is. It's the Zen sword that would eliminate all of this overnight. It would be the creation of a free medical market. And, you know, it was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Rush, who warned us about this in 1776. He said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into a dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of people and deny equal privileges to others will constitute the Bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic, end quote. And that is exactly what's happened here in the United States, and it started in 1912.
All right, well, let me do this. Okay, right here in front of me, I have two books. One of them is called Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine, and the other is Everybody's Sick and I Know Why. Now, these two books are my own personal copies, and I'm soon to have to, in fact, tomorrow they got to go out because they've already been purchased for people out there. Someone sent in a donation and asked for them, some very nice ladies. And so, Peter, if we promote your books tonight, you know what's going to happen. You're going to have a whole lot of people wanting your books. Do you have a whole lot of books to put forth?
I don't, but you're going to in just a minute, because earlier today I sent you 150 new copies.
Oh, praise the good Lord for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the reason, because, see, folks, listen, here's what we're asking you to do. We're only asking you to, all you people listening to us, to do one thing, and that is not to be stupid. Here, you see, God gave us the natural herbs, okay? God gave it to us. And we believe that God really knew what he did. Now, he gave us the holistic, what he was doing. And in here, in this attempt to cure, starting from A to Z, you talk about every kind of ailment, and then you talk about here, This is the natural herbs. This is what you use. This is not only that, but you go into real detail on the amounts to use and how to use it and everything, okay? And so if people were to do this, and then here's what's happening. People say, well, Pastor Sanders, I know what you're saying, and I believe you, but my insurance won't pay for that. Well, would you rather have your insurance pay for it and have it kill you? You're sick, right? Or would you rather pay for it yourself and get well? You know, to me, the choice is easy for me, okay? And this is why I never take any drugs. I've avoided anything from pharmacia forever, okay?
Smart man.
And so, yeah, we never do that. And so here, folks out there, these books that he's gotten for... for your attempt to cure, we would ask a donation of $40. Would that be right?
And, yes, sir.
And for the everybody sick and I know why, what about a donation of $60 for both?
Yeah, that's a great deal. Boy, that's a great deal.
Okay, and that would be it. Now, Peter, people call me all the time, and they got medical questions. They ask me, could you give me Dr. Glidden? I hear you on here. We're going to open the phone lines where they can call in and talk to you directly, okay? But I have your phone number here. Can I give that out?
You can give the office number out, certainly. My office number, 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. A better number for people to call, though, if they want to engage the healing process, is Eiffel Health. And that number is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. Because the people at Eiffel Health can help you with my generic health recovery protocol. And this is a revelation for most people. And for most people, it's hard for them to believe, but it's true. Based on 33 years of my clinical experience, you know, every once in a while, you need a private appointment with a physician like myself. You do, but most of the time, you don't. And I'm going to say 75% of the time, you don't. You just need to know what to do to get your body into the game of healing. And that's what I attempted to line up with my Attempt to Cure book. That's the information that I have put out on my website at drglidden.com, drglidden.com. I've got hundreds of hours of instructional videos on my website, which walk people right through the simple steps that they can do right now from the comfort of their own home without having to engage the services of a private physician in order to get their bodies into the game of healing. It's my life's work. I really feel like I'm just hitting the ground running with it, even though I've been doing it for 33 years. I can't imagine retiring, honestly, because you are absolutely 100% spot on, right, Pastor? My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. And often it's just a little bit of knowledge that makes all of the difference, and that's what I endeavor to do on my website and my books.
Well, I got a text here. Brother, that from a wonderful lady. She is such a little sweetheart. You feel like picking her up. She's always helping, always putting other people first. Marie is her name. She texted me and she said, "I have ordered that Aconitum Napillo, Napula." Okay.
Yeah, Aconitum Napillo.
Yeah, she said it's been ordered. I'll give it tomorrow. I can't believe it. What God is good. God has blessed me with, you know, I just want to say this because of the people out there. And I was telling my wife, we're really blessed in our old age. Well, that, you know, when we need help, we have so many people showing up to help us. Because there's a lot of folks, Peter, I know, and I know because I go to help them, minister to them, that don't have anybody. Yep. They don't have anybody at all. And, that out there they're all alone, and yet God has blessed us in such abundance. In fact, I have Andre, who's prison inmates down at the Franklin Medical, their hospital in Center in Columbus, who's laying in a bed with stage 4 cancer. And our Department of Corrections in the prison system, there are some good people in there, but it is it's terrible. It is absolutely terrible. It's like you see in the movie, you know, in some of these movies where, well, I've seen situations where they've had people that died and they just covered them up, rolled them out, and left them in a hallway for a while until somebody come haul them away. It's just, it's not good. All right, we got some calls. Who do we have? Stan, you're in the air.
Thank you, Pastor, for taking my call. Dr. Glidden, I believe on one of your previous programs with Pastor, you recommended that we do not take any statin drugs. Could you please explain why we should avoid that group of drugs?
Yes, it's a great question. I can answer that 100%, and I will do a little self-promotion here. On my website, drglidden.com, I have a subscription service which gives people access. It's a month-to-month. You can cancel at any time. But when you become a subscriber, it gives you access to hundreds of hours of instructional webinars that I've put together. And one of my favorite webinars, I have two favorite webinars that I did. One was on statin drugs. It's a kind of like a 45-minute expose of what they are and why you should take them. And another one was on cholesterol, right? So I'm going to give you the cliff notes here. If you really want to take a deep dive into it, which I recommend everybody do, go to drglidden.com. Become a subscriber and check out the content behind the paywall. So here's the deal. The research has been done. It's academic and it's not arguable anymore. There is no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. Let me say this again. There is no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. The research has been done. The deal has been sealed. The problem that we have here is that the statin drug industry is a $20 billion industry a year. And because we have a monopolized medical marketplace, when information which is contrary to the pharmaceutical agenda becomes published, it takes a long, long time for that to enter into the mainstream. Because, like I said, it's 1,000 times worse than you think that it is, and Big Pharma does, in fact, control everything. So, no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. Statin drugs do have a limited impact on heart disease, but it's not through the cholesterol-lowering mechanism, number one. Number two, cholesterol is so important to the human body that your body makes it. Your central nervous system is made from cholesterol. Every wall of every cell in your body is made from cholesterol. All of your sex hormones are made from cholesterol. Cholesterol is extremely important in the overall function of the human body. And when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise, well, guess what happens? Your brain dries up. Also, your sex hormones dry up. So what does that mean? Well, it means you get Alzheimer's or you get dementia. And if you're a man, you get erectile dysfunction. If you're a woman, you have hot flushes for 5 years instead of for 3 months. And the last half of your life is horrible because you're moody and you're depressed, not because you're getting older, not because you have a bad gene, not because you have a voodoo curse, but because your body doesn't have enough cholesterol, for goodness sake. And if you look at a graph of the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, which came out of nowhere in the mid-80s, by the way. It came out of nowhere, and it is skyrocketing now in biblical proportions. If you look at a graph of the incidence of Alzheimer's disease and chart it against the introduction of statin drugs, they parallel each other almost exactly. And, oh, by the way, since we've been purchasing statin drugs to the tune of $20 billion a year, heart disease rates remain unchanged. And this is the depth and the breadth of the pharmaceutical propagandized nonsense that everybody has, built an altar to in their medicine chest at their home, and they genuflect at it every day. It's nonsense. It has to stop. So that's it in a nutshell. do. And statin drugs, by the way, are the only classification of drugs that I recommend people stop immediately.
All right. What is, why are they called statin? What does the word statin mean?
I don't know. It's a Latin term, I think. Statin, it's probably an acronym for some type of a biochemical thing.
Okay.
But all statin drugs, whatever they do, their intention is to lower cholesterol levels in the body. And most statin drugs do that by creating inflammation in your liver, because it's your liver that metabolizes cholesterol. And that's why if you're taking a statin drug and your doctor is on their game, you have to have your liver enzymes checked every 3 or 4 months to make sure that the statin drug isn't hurting your liver. But, of course, most doctors don't do that anymore because they're lazy and they pay more attention to what the pharmaceutical rep says than what the actual research says, and it's a crying shame.
Some years ago, I had a husband and wife who worked together, and they worked for Big Pharma and research, and their job was to gather information on the certain statin drugs that people were taking. And they found out that that the people were about 10 times more likely to get diabetes by taking these statin drugs than otherwise. And so they found this out, and then they were told by the pharmaceutical company, no, you're not going to publish that, and told them don't publish that, don't bring that up. Well, they went into their offices at night to get this material because their conscience got a hold of them. People are getting diabetes and dying, and they're taking these drugs. And, you know, they were caught, and they were handcuffed, put in chairs by security, and interrogated in their own office for doing that. And I had him on the radio program. I had both of them on there because they wanted to sue Big Pharma for when they wanted the people to know exactly what was happening out there. So, anyhow, who do we have next?
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Appreciate your trust very much.
Okay. Who do we have, did you say? Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Doctor. You know, I just reread 1984.
Well, yeah. So here we are, right? It's exactly what's going on. It's crazy.
Yeah, I thought a key line, though, was Chapter 15, gradual wearing down, and that's what they're doing. Wear a mask, get tested, stay 6 feet away. But to my questions, one would be, someone was telling me Rock Rose, actually there was a toxicologist that was getting some reversal on the vaccine with that, but my question would be on three supplements, coenzyme Q10, which is endogenous, I believe. L-carnitine or acetyl is also endogenous. It's already in the body. And then L-carnosine, I believe, is not in the body, or it's in, but it's in meats, right?
I'm not familiar with the last one, but L-carnitine and coenzyme Q10 are both really important for cardiac function. The heart needs those nutrients in order to get its job done. CoQ10, the heart is really an interesting organ because it's the only organ in the body that's always working. Your heart never stops beating. Your heart is beating all the time, even when you're asleep. It's the only muscle in your body that never rests. It's actually the only part of your body that never rests. The heart is always acting. And because the heart is always acting, it demands a significant amount of energy all of the time, right? And in order for, there's this thing, there's a biochemical cascade by which the body transforms sugar into adenosine diphosphate in order to create energy for all of the cells in the body. And one of the key steps, the rate-limiting step in that chemical conversion of sugar into energy is CoQ10. So if your body runs out of CoQ10, the first thing that's going to be affected is your heart, because your heart needs energy all the time. And if you don't have enough CoQ10, you can have all the sugar in your body you want, all the fuel in the body that you want, but it's going to start beating weirdly just because you don't have enough CoQ10. I forget off the top of my head what the operative metabolic pathway of L-carnitine is, but we prescribe L-carnitine and CoQ10 as kind of generic heart support supplements for anybody that's having any type of a cardiac issue, like cardiac myopathy or coronary artery disease or atrial fibrillation or a funky valve, right? We give them extra heart nutrients because that only makes sense. I mean, it's like giving somebody with a broken leg a crutch. Well, that's a good idea. So they're wonderful heart nutrients. And because of the poisonous poke, one of the major life-threatening side effects of the poisonous poke is cardiac myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. Anything that we can do to support heart function is a smart idea, and that's why that's advised clinically now.
So you would put them as like two of many, like in other words, what other heart supplements would you recommend, or would you put them as the top two?
Well, all right, and this entered, this opens up a whole door that it's very important for people to understand. Because, you know, there aren't that many doctors like myself, licensed and regulated with clinical experience. There just aren't that many of us around. And most people who get their feet wet with medical nutrition are medical doctors. And so they start to use nutrients the same way that they use drugs, right? So they'll use large doses of vitamin C. They'll give intravenous doses of vitamin C. They'll recommend large doses of zinc like they're doing now in coronavirus time. This is referred to as or CoQ10 or carnitine. And this is referred to as fractionated nutrition. And fractionated nutrition is better than no nutrition at all. But what's much better than fractionated nutrition is holistic nutrition. Because $25 million of federally funded research proved in the 1980s that there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs in order to function properly. 90. There's not one, there's not two, there's not three, there's 90 essential nutrients. Your body needs all of them because everything is connected. So the first thing to do to secure your health, the first thing to do to get your body into the game of healing, the first thing to do to stimulate your body's built-in God-given ability to fix itself is make sure it has 100% of the 90 essential nutrients. That's the first thing to do. If we're not doing that, we're spitting into the wind. So that's what we do first. And then if you have a lung condition, we give you extra lung supplements. If you have a kidney condition, we give you extra kidney conditions. You got a heart condition, whatever. Those are add-ons to the top of the foundation. The foundation is of maximum importance. And, you know, that's referred to in our parlance as the 90 essential nutrients or the foundation pack. And that's what's offered at EiffelHealth.com, EiffelHealth.com, 888-618-1890.
Can I ask briefly, as far as lung supplements, I do have a relative that has some lung issues. She's a former smoker, hasn't smoked in years, but would you recommend any supplements for her?
Yeah, so once we've got the 90 essential nutrients in place, then we give omega-3 essential fatty acids. Omega-3 essential fats are to the lungs what calcium is to the bones. Really, really important. And if somebody's lungs have been compromised, right, because they worked in a coal mine or because they were a smoker forever, there are some wonderful botanical medicines that will really act nicely to support and promote lung function. And the my favorite is made by a company called Good Herbs, and the formula is called Respiratory Support. It's a combination of four, I think, maybe five different botanical medicines based on over 3,000 years of clinical experience.
Peter, we're up against a hard break, so hang tight. And, folks, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian Resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.